Oasis Audio presents Breaking Free by Herschel Walker. Read for you by Andre Teamer. A note to the reader. This book is also the story of my life with dissociative identity disorder, DID. My goal is to educate people about DID. However, I am not a doctor or psychiatrist. My experiences, opinions, and ideas about DID are not those of a professional. They are not a substitute for personal medical care and attention. For those who have been diagnosed with a dissociative disorder, or who are struggling with the negative aspects of dissociation, it is my hope that this book will inspire you to accept your diagnosis, or to make the decision to seek professional help if you are not already in therapy. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end that the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly. So that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. Theodore Roosevelt, 1858-1919, 26th President of the United States, The Man in the Arena, Paris, France, April 23, 1910. Author's note: William Shakespeare in Act II of The Tempest wrote, "What's past is prologue." For most of my life, I believed the exact opposite was true. What's past is past. I've spent my life looking forward, not backward.